Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right. Today, I am going to tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. The Biden-Harris administration recently made history by hosting the biggest LGBTQ+ Pride Month event in the history of the United States. However, right-wing influencers and news outlets have been harshly criticizing this move and the LGBTQ+ community, particularly the flags flown at Saturday's celebration on the South Lawn. On Wednesday, Fox News published a digital story with a headline that was quickly condemned as inflammatory and bigoted. After White House officials called out the network's hypocrisy, the headline was changed. Fox News sparked controversy with an article headline stating that the new transgender flag flown on the White House portico was seen as promoting grooming and pedophilia by critics. Andrew Bates, the deputy press secretary, unleashed his fury on Fox News after they tweeted out the same words he had used. He exclaimed, "Fox News is being totally dishonest, as usual. Take a look at the Dominion Voting Systems versus Fox News Network case. Fox News never even gave the White House a heads up about the false and discredited nature of the article. And then they have the audacity to lie and say that we never responded to them." At the White House on Saturday, a brand new symbol of pride made its debut. The Biden administration proudly celebrated Pride Month with the unveiling of a pastel flag, a tribute to transgender, non-binary, and intersex people, that was hung from the portico of the presidential residence. The pivotal moment of the narrative arrived. Despite the positive reception of the new Progress Pride flag, some have raised criticism, arguing that in their eyes, it alludes to an underground network of pedophilia that has infested many organizations and is an unwelcome replacement for traditional LGBT imagery. Jamie Michelle, founder of the anti-trans hate group Gays Against Groomers, suggested that the flag symbolized groomers and those who support pedophilia. Certain observers are accusing the new design of actually praising pedophilia during a period where kids are being exposed to sexualization in educational institutions and other places, which is not in agreement with their parents' desire. That was the message of the Fox News article. Michelle, a lesbian political worker, expressed her strong opposition to the LGBTQ+ community, saying that the flag stands for an ideology that indoctrinates kids and encourages them to alter their bodies. She went on to state, "We don't approve of that flag." On Wednesday morning, Michelle shared a powerful photo of a hateful individual throwing away a Progress Pride flag that included a purple circle on a yellow background, symbolizing inclusivity of intersex individuals. Bates alleged that the network had distorted the aim of its investigation when reporter Carrie Byrne contacted the press office. To back up his point, Bates even offered a screenshot of Byrne's original inquiry, which had been stated in a more amicable way than what was later published. Carrie Byrne of Fox News Digital here to inform you about the unique pride flag flown at the White House this past weekend. It turns out that the flag was a special edition, designed by artist Daniel Quasar back in 2018, but this marks its debut in a prominent event. The man then inquired about when the administration was informed of the existence of the new flag, who decided to substitute the traditional flag with the new one, and if any discussion was involved in the choice of which flag to wave. Byrne queried, "Has this new design been established as the official banner of the LGBTQ+ community? Is there a statement to be made on this subject today?" He added, "I'm looking forward to hearing any news on the matter." The website currently reads, "White House displays new transgender flag that has sparked debate among gay rights activists." Daniel Quasar's 2018 design of the Progress Pride flag celebrates the advancement of LGBTQ+ individuals around the world. Along with the trans flag's white, pink, and light blue shades, the flag honors people of color and those lost to AIDS with the inclusion of brown and black stripes. Matthew Gertz of Media Matters, a media watchdog organization, made a point on Twitter that Fox News was accusing the White House of promoting pedophilia with the Pride flag, while its parent company was proudly featuring the same flag in their corporate social responsibility report as a sign of inclusiveness in 2022. He shared two screenshots to back up his statement, one of the Fox News tweet and the other of the Fox logo with the Progress Pride flag. Conservative politicians were up in arms at the beginning of the week when they thought the U.S. flag was not the biggest one on show. However, the stars and stripes are always the most obvious symbol at the White House, so their worry was unfounded. Also, the U.S. flag code permits the president to make amendments when necessary. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share not just a rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.